Today, home prices stabilised in July. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The CoreLogic Home Value Index, covering the eight major capital cities, rose 0.1% in July, following a 0.1% dip in June. This, of course, follows a 10.7% decline over the previous 21 months, and prices are still down 7.3% for the year. Though the annualised pace over the last 3 months has slowed to just down 1.7%. Several factors have played into this, including the RBA rate cuts in June and July, reduced drags from changes in loan serviceability assessments, and reduced uncertainty from housing-related tax policy. But, as we showed yesterday, the credit impulse still slowed in June. Perhaps July will show a reversal, who knows? Sydney and Melbourne continue to lead the way, both recording slight gains in June and July after larger declines over the previous 2 years, but price moves remain mixed elsewhere, with Brisbane recording a welcome improvement but slippage continuing in Perth and Adelaide. Performances have tended to converge across segments and price tiers, but that said, the issues with high-rise units and more construction company failures will likely dampen prices in the high-rise sector. The latest is the Rahlen Group, which specialises in developing, marketing and managing property, both residential and commercial, in Sydney and the Gold Coast. Rahlen has a pipeline of over 3,000 residential units in construction or at the pre-sale stage. One of its high-profile developments is the four-tower Ruby Collection on the Gold Coast, worth $1.4 billion. Sydney recorded a 0.2% gain in July, following a 0.1% rise in June. The annual pace of decline has now slowed to down 9% over the year. All segments and price tiers recorded gains. Melbourne dwelling prices also rose 0.2% in July, matching the gain in June and paring the annual pace of decline back to down 8.2% over the year, from a low of down 10% 3 months ago. Units continue to show a clearer outperformance, particularly within the middle and lower price tiers. Brisbane dwelling prices rose 0.2%. That's a welcome lift after an unexpected lurch lower in May and June, down 1%. Prices are down 2.4% over the year, a milder fall, but having largely missed out on the strong gains seen in 2015-17, the correction has been a little more pronounced for properties in the top 25% by value. Perth dwelling prices declined 0.5% in July, and the market is still noticeably weaker, with prices over the last 3 months still tracking a 9% annual pace of decline. That said, houses have shown a clearer moderation in the pace of declines compared with units. Adelaide dwelling prices also bucked the wider trend, slipping 0.3% in July, but against the backdrop of a much milder correction. Prices are down just 0.8% over the year, and properties in the top 25% by value have led the weakness in recent months. Price moves were mixed across the smaller markets, with Canberra down 0.3% over the month, lowering annual growth to 1.1%. Hobart was up 0.3% over the month, holding growth at 2.8% over the year. And Darwin was up 0.4%, albeit in the context of a heavier correction over the last year when prices dropped 8.7%. Overall, while there are still many pockets of price weakness, most markets are looking towards stabilisation. Whilst auction activity suggests the gains in Sydney and Melbourne will continue near term, the main caveat is still around extremely low levels of turnover. Housing-related sentiment has also posted a strong rally, but we think prices will face a key test as more people decide to try and sell into the spring selling season. Remember that foreign buyers and property investors are not very active. Why would they be? And continuing flat prices won't change that, especially as rental returns continue to fall. So prices are more stable, perhaps, but still way away from any significant rebound. And that's one reason why the Spruikers are still out in force. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.